Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what I'm finna play. I'm finna play a new opening line that y'all don't want to hear, because he do so much different stuff. That's what it is. I am different. So tonight's different will be starting from what I was doing last night. Y'all know what it is. Just repeat last night's show. Listen to this one. I think you'll understand where I'm trying to get you all to go, whether you come with me or not. You won't be alone.
Talking. Both of them were Christians, but one had backslid. And they'd gotten into a conversation. And the backslider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. Christian was trying to encourage. And in the conversation, it went something like this. Because sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the faith, things will go wrong for you. I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. Say you've been sick. Just two folk having a conversation. Christian said, tell me about it.
Out of work.
I ain't got have no job.
Yep.
Christian said, the man said, my money ran out. And I'm not.
Out of work.
Just catch the rest of this, cause you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm doing, cause I'm gonna be doing. I'm a task manager, remember? So I got to keep things going and flowing. And right now, what we gonna do is we gonna say, how far have you gotten to where you was going? When is your journey gonna be close to being over? Cause guess what? I'm not stopping. I'm not slowing down.
Nobody told me. That's a wrong.
You know, I had it planned for that to go a little further. But since it didn't, what I'm going to ask you all is, where is your faith? Do you have faith in yourself? Do you have faith in somebody else? Or is it that you just don't got no faith? Yeah, I know that's a double negative. I was an English teacher at one time. So let's not even go there. Let's go to the facts. And the facts is, you've got all of this opportunity. As I was studying a lot of the new social media theories and what ups and what's not and everything, and I've been hearing great people speak upon it and how they got to be millionaires, and it's a lot of the same exact things that a lot of your kids and grandchildren are doing. Y'all don't hear me. See, what I'm saying is, what's to stop you from helping them grow and aspire to be greater than some of the millionaires and billionaires that's out here doing the same thing they're doing and getting paid for it? See, understand, you know, I got nothing against with where they're going to be and what they want to be and all of that there. But what I do ask is, what's your expectations? You know, even though you didn't fulfill your dreams or whatever, and you can't live it through them, don't you still have expectations for your grandkids and whomever to do a lot better than your grandfather and grandmothers? Hey, just think about it. Just think about it. You know, you're not here by yourself. There's opportunities available. You know, pride comes before the fall. Anytime you're scared to ask what you need, or really like a lot of my black brothers and sisters do. Anytime you're scared to ask for what you want, I think you got a problem. And let me tell you, I don't really like to help people with problems because you help them with that first problem and it get over. They find out how great you are. Yeah, I'm talking about me. Sure am. But when they find out how great you are and how generous you are, they do the same thing again. Well, I need some more help. Well, no, it ain't like that. I'm like the man that taught the young people how to fish. I didn't feed them, but I taught them how to feed themselves. So, you know, let's put it on the real deal. Like I said, yeah, this is Uncle Bill, and I'm going to keep it 1,000. You know, that's something else I don't see a lot of y'all do. You don't put the correct monetary value on what you want or what you need. You got to pay for your education. You got to pay. Lord have mercy. Do you think did it come to you free? Or did you have to stop doing what you were doing and learn the system? You know, it's nothing wrong with getting better, but put some type of value on it, some type of perspective, and say, it didn't come cheap to you. Why are you going to give it away? You know, it's all about the value that you put on you and what you do. Yeah, I did that good, yeah. I know what you're talking about. No, you don't. But see, the thing is, whatever you do and that you do well, and you got enough value on it, yeah, that's the oldest religion. That's the oldest, yeah. But, look, your success is depend on you and what value you put on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't do nothing but either I want it bad enough and pay the cost, or I don't want it enough to try to wait till I get some more. So, you know, that's your value system. But on my time, I used to charge $200 an hour to have conversations, as Mr. Washington. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I spoke to him today. It's all right if I use his name sometime. But there is so much coming up on the horizon for the social media world to turn into cash. And for people with very small amounts of knowledge on blogging, twittering, I guess that's the right pronunciation for it, just coming Facebook. But again, it's up to how you value your time, your imagination, and your exhilaration. I knew you were going to like that one. So, yeah, you know, if you want to be tops, if you want to be the best, then I submit to you. Well, I'm not going to tell you to catch up with me because I'm an old man. I'm not going to run too fast, no, huh? But I give you all the help I can, but guess what? I value my time. I value it so much to where... you know, with old folk like me, it's a blessing just being here. And see, I have to keep back to being so honest with you that I have to go back to being so honest with you that, you know, I can open up new doors for you. I can open up new horizons for you. Yes, I've helped people become politicians. Ain't that right, Mayor? Y'all know who I'm talking about, too, don't you? Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let's keep it factual then. So I value my time just like those people that's already paid me value theirs. And they say I'm worth a lot more than what I'm getting. So, yes, I will help you. I will do what I can when I can. But let's put this song on and see if you understand where I'm trying to come from. Because, you know, sometimes y'all just take it out of context and say, well, he don't want nothing but money. No, I want more than money. But guess what? If all I wanted was money, you couldn't afford it. Trust that. I'm working for Dr. Billy Parnell. catch this one, because, you know, this is one everybody like, and if you don't like this one, I might need to talk to a new audience. Hold 1 second.
My brother was a preacher. And was a member of the church. He put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus two times. But when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. I was sitting right down. She said, Mama, the Shirley is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. And she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a last time. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time.
See, it's songs like that that put you right back on track. And all I'm trying to tell you is that with all of the opportunities there are to get work and pleasure out of growing up properly and whatever, and I know that's a bad word, properly, because a lot of people don't understand that. And I write the other night a little small, short text about growing up in the hood. And I said, there are so many myths, you know, not M-I-D-S-T, M-Y-T-H-S, so many myths going on in the world about growing up in the hood. It's not all that's been caked up to be by shows like, what was that? The one with Dynamite on and the Jeffersons and stuff like that. It was a lot like in between both of them. Because, you know, at the time that I was coming up, we had officers of the law in the hood. We had doctors, promising attorneys and stuff like that in the hood. You know what I'm talking about? No, y'all don't hear me. Because y'all didn't think that would never be, but it was. If you look at some of those humble abodes over in South Dallas on the south side toward York Street and Latimer Street and a lot of those were upper middle class neighborhoods back in the day. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Well, so at the same time that those neighborhoods was being ran around in by supposedly black gangsters and thugs, there was a lot of doctors. Dr. Shelton had an office over on Malcolm X that was at that time Oakland. Yeah, it's a lot of historical things happened over there. Dr. Shelton had his major stand being a black doctor in a neighborhood full of needed people and, you know, seeing them and helping them through. And say, man, it meant a lot, because other than that, we had to go down to the medical arts building. I know a lot of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but see, it's them that do. If your parents never told you about history, go be repeated by the end, before the end of the year, before school starts. I'm just putting it out there. Hopefully by September 1st, we'll have a historic section on at least four of my web pages. We'll have some blogs going on. We're going to do some historical type visits. We're going to say, God dog, what is he doing? What is he crazy? I'm going to say, yeah, crazy with pride. For being black and proud. So y'all got to get on the mark. Y'all got to get on the stake, on the stick, because, we going to have it going on out here in South Dallas. And what we going to be telling y'all all the time is once you take pride in where you live, you ain't going to let folk violate it. I remember when my daddy told me about my name, his name, and I was his namesake. And I bid not destroy his name and his hood. And I'm saying, what you talking about, Dad? I'm 9 years old. He said, boy, my name is real good out here. You better not jeopardize my character with none of my friends and stuff. He said, I knew you little young boys talking about getting them games and stuff like that. And my name is Marcus Funnell, and I don't want to hear, Lord have mercy. And I got to hear about Marcus Funnell for the first time from the horses on my, you know, man. After hearing my sister and him talk about my daddy, I thought my daddy was a bomb. After talking to my daddy, I found out right on the top that my sister and him didn't know what they was talking about. And I heard a man that was so proud of his name, he didn't want his name muddied up by no kids saying they was Marcus Funnell's son. So he told me, if you're going to do something bad or wrong, use your own name. And all that kind of stuff. So, yes, and that pride grew in me. And I still have it right today. My name, my character, I cannot take a worse situation than someone thinking that I either lied to them or stole from them, because I don't do neither. And so it's with great pride that I tell you, if I tell you something, you can take it to the bank. If I tell you that I know for a fact that a roach can pull a sled, where's the snow? You know, ain't nobody doubt it. You know what I'm saying? Because my word is my bond. Yes, it's been questioned in the past. Those people don't exist any longer. So my honesty or something like I am bona fide to say, I am well man enough to say, I've been through the storm, I've been through hard times, but you ain't bought no lie from me, so I ain't going to sell you no lie. So, so my word is my bond. And I believe with all of my heart's intent that by September 1, you all are going to be saying, he said he was coming. He said he was coming. And I'm just like Michael Jackson. I'll be there. Because I owe it to the world to make it better than when I got here. Yes. So with that being said, we're going to get back to a little more of this music, because, you know, it is Saturday night. I know I told you all that I was going to try to do some blues tonight, but it got so good listening to some of the different artists, and you all just don't know how hard it is to get off a great song to try to go to another great song, and you're going through, you know, reminiscing and hearing things from, you know, when you were so young, you just couldn't take it no more. You said, I can't hear that. I don't hear that no more. I don't get to see that. And then you start running up on them while you're looking for something else, like this one here, like this one here. You know, I remember when I was a little boy, I used to go to the store for my mama. Yeah, I tried to spend a lot of the change. But she already had the money counted out, because she know how much everything cost. And, you know, so, you know, sometimes you just have to know. You know what I'm saying? What you up against.
One evening, while she was fixing supper, and I handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Take it out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over.
Y'all knew that that was just too much. That was just too much. If any of y'all ever went to the stove and tried to charge your mama for it, because if you didn't, you ain't human. And if you and if you did, you would lie. That was a catch 22 type question, because I knew what the answer was going to be. But you all know that we all been through some of the same things. We still grow up and do some of the foolish things that separate us, which I've never learned why, you know. I guess I was kind of on the road to learning the little differences before I had my divine intervention. I think a lot of you all already know, 1979, I got stabbed in the left eye, died a couple of times, and I guess it wasn't my time, so I'm here to kind of talk about it now. And I kind of talk about it with pride, because it changed the history of my world at the time. You know, I had a little memory loss, and for a long while I didn't remember a whole lot of family members, which was good, because I kind of didn't like them no how. But some of y'all will catch that in a little bit. But so, you know, things were not going as completely well as, you know, we wanted them to go and everything. But through life interventions and times of desperate need, you know, you start doing some of your things that aided and embedded you without, you know, you knowing that much about it. So, look, let's listen at a little of this and see what we get. That went so well. I start to do it again. No. Yeah, we're gonna have to slow down on that now, cause God dog, man, you coming on so strong, made me think I was looking in the mirror almost. But you ain't as good looking as I am. But yeah, so it's on and popping, y'all. I want y'all to really understand that Blog Talk Radio and the Ask Uncle Billy Show will be sending out some information real soon that we're going to hook y'all up. We're going to hook y'all up. We're going to have folk all over the world saying, man, we're going to have a show like Ask Uncle Billy and all of that. Yeah, it's going to be well connected because we're going to come from the bottom straight up to the top. Yeah, you know, that's what we do, us entrepreneur types like that. So just get prepared, just get it set up, and like I said, with all the input I got, and I'm trying to learn something as often as I can in order to make my product a very usable product to everyone that wants to be able to use it, that's the music and everything. And so we going to hook it up and we going to set it up and we going to make everybody happy. That's what it's all about. We are going to be a news, views, and information you can use. And that's what it's all about. You're going to be happy to say, well, let me check out Ask Uncle Billy. If he ain't got it, ain't nobody got it. And that's the way it's going to be. And that's the way that is. Oh, Lord, I got deep then. I felt that all the way down to my toes. So y'all just come on. And again, I hate that I'm going to have to leave early tonight. But y'all know I got school in the morning. And I got to get on the stick. Sorry, I'm going to leave, but, you know, I'm going to leave with a smile on my face because I might not play Al, but I'm going to play something y'all like. Let me get out of here. Y'all know who I want. Y'all know who I want. But y'all ain't going to let me get who I want. Y'all going Y'all gonna make me do it. Y'all gonna make me do it. I'm gonna have to go back. I'm gonna have to go back. I got to do this. Man, I knew not to do this. That goal looked just like my goal used to look. I went. Y'all gonna love it. Came out.
was hiding. Now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love
my last one tonight.
And there's
moving with
you. I wanted
to be a...
It has
triple action support for your joints, cartilage, and bones. And I'm like the big osteo by Blackstone. It's all in one tiny pill. Move-free Ultra. Get your move on.
Thank you.
Y'all gonna love this one.
This is my life, you know? Like, and everything I've been through, I'm telling you now, I'm not going back there, you know? Take a deep breath. Figure it out.
old for you. You live. You're really nasty.
You are so blessed. Stunning. Stunning.
That has a thankful place in this competition.
Yes.
That was amazing. Just remind us how old
it is. 17.
All over. So let me get back with y'all in the 50.